Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Mem Vav, Maseches Yuma. Last daf in the fourth parak. Today's shiur is Le'ilu Nishmas Ben Tzion Ben Chaim Halevi. Ben Shoma Zlohoben and Aliyah. So the Gemara over here starts off, we'll see piece which begins on the top of Mem Vav, second line. If we recall, in Mishnah, Gemara discussed machlokes of how many marochas they were on a daily basis. Remeir Shita was that there are four marochas, and Remeir Shita was that there was a special marocha for korbanos that were nitoiser, that were left over from the day before. It wasn't miskayim the haktorah fully, and therefore they still have to be burnt. These were not returned to the marocha gedoyla. Initially, the place of marocha of the burning of korbanos is the marocha gedoyla, and the next morning when the mizbeach was reset, cleaned off, and marochas were set up. Once again, so these korbanos were not replaced according to the mayor on the marocha gedolah. That was a special marocha. This was the fourth marocha. So let's pick up the gemara over here. Second line, mem vav amin aleph. Omer abalaz mishum bakapara oim mehoy reb meir. Omemra b'shem bakapara concerning the shittas reb meir. I'm here at Meir, Evori Oilosh and Itoisru, Oisel and Maroch of Nay Asron, Visoidon, Bafil Bishabas. Bakapor is saying over Bisham Reb Meir, giving us over, will seem more a Chiddish in Shittas Reb Meir, that the Evorim of a Korban Oilo that was left over from the day before. Now, over here, one could be Meir. Now, that why is he talking about Evari Oila specifically, right? Really, this halacha is not limited to a carbon oil. Akoponim, Evari Oila shen toisru, oisna marachon fnei atzman, v'soijon, v'afilu b'shabbos. He says over the Iker halacha of Reb Meir, that the Evorim of a carbon, called a carbon from yesterday that were left over, and there's a separate marocha that's made for them, and we replace them to finish the haktorah on this new marocha. Vafil b'Shabbos. This halacha applies even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, we make a separate marocha for these to burn them. Now, Rashi deals over here with the girsa. And Rashi proves from the Chesh Magmor that we'll see, and that's what the beginning of this Tosis Yishonim says, that the understanding of the Gemara is that Bakapor is establishing for us two levels of this halacha. First, Oymuher Meir Evam Shin Tosru Ezeizim Amarachim the Sojourn. In that in itself, he said something. And Rafil B'Shabbos is a second thought, a second piece. If you understand that, then we'll understand that the two steps in the Gemara. Fet Marakasho, Mai Kamash Bolon Tanina. Fet Marakasho, now this is a question which is focused on the first level of what he's saying. That Fet Gemara, Mai Kamash, what's Bakapar coming to say, Tanina? This is already our Mishnah, B'choyim Hayusham Abba Marochas, that Reb Meir Shita is that every day the four Marochas, Zok Rashi. Let's see this, we'll pick up from this Rashi over here, second narrow line, Mai Kamash Melon, Dekomar Oisim Lohen Marocha B'choyim. And this is what Rashi means over here, right? Because if Afil B'Shabbos is a second Chiddush, that means that the first step, even not talking about Shabbos Chol, that in itself something was said here. So, Natik Mar is asking, That the Mishnah says, "B'chol yem hayu sham dal marachos, v'chol minayu le'evarim shenitayisru." Now, this over here also one might want to be ma'ir over here. That I mean, if we're asking from the Mishnah really doesn't explain what the purpose of the marachos were, right? So as far as what Bakapori is saying, how he says over Shitas Rav Meir, there really is a addition over here to tell us what the purpose of the Maracha is. Right? So in as much as the Gemara is asking from the Mishnah, right, one could be Ma'ir that maybe that's what he's coming to say. On the other hand, we know that we saw the Brayse before does go into that. Right? So, right, this part over here at Yesh Lodin, Akoponim, but the Gemara is asking the question that from a previous source, Akoponim, right? The Mishnah, right? Rashi seems to say we're supposed to understand that that's the purpose of the Maroch, and therefore, in fact, the Gemara, what's he saying? Right? He seems to be talking about Bechol, right? He's saying something about Bechol, and that already we have that original memory from Reb Meir. So what's he adding? What's he adding? That's the Kasha. Ma'ak Mash, Muntin, Bechol Yom Ha'yishma Ba'am Marochis. Omer Abovin, Enfet the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Omer Abovin, Le'nitzuch El L'psulim. The Chiddush that he's coming to say is that this applies to Psulim. Rashi says, L'psulim, Zok Rashi, Hanach Dim Olu Lo Yerdu. We've come across this in the past. Right. Let's just remind ourselves what this means. There's a concept in Kochin that the Mishnais talk about such a din that of Mizbech Mekadesh. That means that certain psulim, lighter types of psulim, not to know exactly what they apply to, but certain psulim, even though definitely something which is possible, is not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. However, in the event that it was olu, it got onto the Mizbeach by mistake or whatever it was. Now, when we say onto the Mizbeach, we don't necessarily mean in the fire. We mean it made its way to Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. That's the din that Mizbeach is Mekadeshit, and it gives it a din haktoras psulim. A new idea, new concept, that it gets a din haktorah, even though it's possible. That's the din of olu layerdu. Once it was olu, now layerdu, right? Because the taka gets a din haktorah. So that's what we're discussing over here. That the Gemara says that Bakapora, what he's adding into Shitas Rav Meir is that this marocha revius, this special marocha for Revam Shem Nitoistru, that this marocha is also applies to psulim that all layerdu on the mizbeach, and therefore they're being burnt. So these also are included in the marocha revius. Now the Gemara says as follows:
so if you only have psulim left over, we still make the marocha.
Definitely. Right? Right?
So that's a separate, you're raising a separate question.
When you want to only, I mean, you want to know that.
Only have Sulma.
What?
You only have Sulma. Do they still make that Maracha?
L'chare, I mean, we don't find that is a.
So I think that's in Sridach. Right? That's
a, no, I think Shimi's. The Chiddush over here, that's Maracha from Yatzman. Okay, maybe it's mashed like that. I mean, there's really two levels over here. First of all, is that are psulim burnt on this marocha, right? Even if you have ksherim, so you're making it other ways. Do you put psulim on this marocha? And then there's another question, I guess, that which is coming from, is that would you make the marocha only to cover these, right? Which, you know, we don't find really such a difference as far as that's concerned, you know, if you have it anyways. Right? And after the mashmois, maybe even of this member over here, right? Maybe that would be mashman, that's what we're making it for. Hakoponim, but luchare lo shamanu, that there's a difference whether it's only psulim or also psulim. I haven't seen such a chiluk.
Except that implicit in this question is the assumption that if you didn't have anything that was left over, you wouldn't make the maracha. But
so that's,
but it says every day, kol yom.
That's
so.
That's another point. The Pashas Hadvarim seems to be that it's there only in order to burn the Evam Shin Taisus. L'char, if you don't, you wouldn't. Right? That's Kipshute. But there is the Art Stodom Takat otherwise.
The Lashon of Kol Yom is, otherwise you say Lefami.
So what's needed? Yes, I just learned now, right? Yeah. We were discussing this yesterday, that the Masifta does have a footnote on that.
Yeah.
It says that with Medayik from, Dafka from Bar Kafra, that it says that, by the fact that he says Osa, so it's only, right? That
says, what is he?
I'm a Hirav Meir, Ibrei Olish and Nazaru Osa Lama Racha. By the fact that it says Osa, it's Mashma only if you. Right? So that's where Archel must have gotten it from, right?
Yeah, that's Kipshuta the Pashtus. I believe that the Sfasem says it's sad to say, maybe regardless, there's such a thing. But Kipshuta, this Maracha. This maracha, is the only maracha that you know about its purpose in advance, right? Whether it's necessary or not. Right? And even the third maracha, it's for according to Rashi, and it's in order to
kima'ish
that you don't know what's going to be, so you have to make it, in the event, right? So you know, but this maracha is maracha, it's for the purpose of Evam Shel Taisrim, and kipshuta, if you don't have. If you don't have, there's no need to make the maracha. That would be the pashas. Akoponim zati mora, that the chiddush over here is that it applies for psulim. And that is two lishenis in the Gemara as to a condition to this.
Is where in the lashon of Bar Kafra is it mashma that
psulim?
Yeah,
in the Chanami, right? I don't think that the. That there's supposed to be a mashmois in the lashon, necessarily, right?
So just the fact that he said something that didn't have to be said, we could.
Yeah, no, it's an inclusive evorim. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't tell you through any types of evorim, right? Mm-hmm. That's the what the Gemara means. Right? He's not putting a limit on it. So therefore, we're supposed to understand that he's come to include, more evorim than you might have thought otherwise. But just from the stomus, right, the general term, I guess he's coming to include. Now the Gemara says as follows: V'davka shemoshel ben ha'or, avalei moshel ben ha'or loy. Now zati more like this. Kipshutai, the Gemara is saying that the din of Eidar Evam Shani Toysu, that Bakapor is coming to be mechadish, which is psulim, has a condition. There's a difference between psulim and kshedim. In order for psulim to be burnt on the marocha revius, there's a condition of moshlo behen ha'or, that you need that the esh of the marocha gedoyla, already was moshlo behen, that it already burnt them. Right? It's not clear from the Gemara exactly what the extent over here is, how much. Right? Maybe you have a... Someone over there says what the shear over here is, but there's a moshel ben or. It means that the or was ruled in them, right? That's the translation, right? So there was some degree of haktorah which happened. So that's a condition in putting psulim on the marocha revius. Mashenkin ksherim doesn't have halacha. This halacha of ksherim sheni toyisru. Even if it was not Moshe ben Ha'or at all, as we saw in the Tosis before, that as long as it wasn't Nifsal Belina, right, then Karbonis are burnt the next day. Right, so what saves something from being Nifsal Belina is the fact that it's on the Rosh Mizbeach. So if it was brought up to the Mizbeach, even though it was put on the side of the Mizbeach, didn't make its way to the Fari yet. So ksherim would be included in this halacha the next day to put them. However, psulim, according to this first lashon in the Gemara, that there's a difference between ksherim and psulim. In order for psulim to get this halacha, you need moshel ben ha'or. Now Rashi says a vort over here. So Rashi, shemoshel ben ha'or, u'mehi shaitin nasu lach min shamuz be'ach. Right? You find this nusach over here in different oifanim. Lach mesh mizbeach, that means that once the mizbeach itself was moshel ben ha'or, right, that in itself relates it in a greater way to the mizbeach. It becomes lach mesh mizbeach, and only then when it became lach mesh mizbeach, and now it has it in to be on the marocha revius hayes that is psun.
So the mere fact that it's on the mizbeach itself,
without moshel ben ha'or, if the fire didn't get to it, it would not have become lach mesh mizbeach, and therefore it wouldn't be fit to be put in the marocha revius.
So what it was said before that if it's on the top, it already gets a level of kedusha.
So that's let's say the day before or the night before. Right, when we're dealing with Marocha Gidoilo,
yeah.
Right, that's when they have the halacha that you don't need Moshe Ben Ha'or. Right? Moshe Ben Ha'or, that this Gemara is saying over here, is to make usage of the Marocha Revius.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what the Gemara is saying over here. Now, What's taka the halacha if it's not moshel ben ha'or? So where do we stand now? Right? Meaning to say like this, right? Is this, I mean, b'chlal, the marocha revius, let's say according to the other shittas tanoim, right? That they don't have a special marocha, but they also have a din of evam shein toisru that it's finished the haktorah is finished on the marocha gedoyla. According to Rav Meir, it's finished on marocha revius. Now, what we need to know is that according to Reb Meir, that if something is not fit to go on the Marocha Revius, so what happens now? Right? Does it go back on the Marocha Gedoyla, or it doesn't have Haktara at all? Right? That would be negate over here. In this sugya, we'll see that there's a condition on some type of korban of Moshlem Ben Ha'or. So if you don't have Moshlem Ben Ha'or, where do we stand now? There's a
presumption would be that it's later talks about that. No? Well, you just in order if it is mashal, so it's yaitzim in a klal of machad doyle, and it goes to machad previous. But if not, then it goes back to the previous.
So
it's previous status, which would be that it would be burnt on machad doyle. I would assume.
Okay. I think we'll need to bring a raya to that. Right? Maybe we'll get a chance to see a taisis a little bit later. Which talks about I tell you this is like a mashma, such a thing like that in the sugi later on. Something's not fit to make it onto Marocha Revis, and it goes onto Marocha Gedela. But over here we have to really know what had understand this din. The contra made that it's a special Marocha, right? Is it the pshat that this is something a special place to be makter it? No, it's batim. It's really for the marocha gedola, right? But there's a special place where we do it. And in the event that it's not gonna be able to be put on the special marocha, then it goes back to the regular din. Or Rameh's halacha really is that the marocha gedola is not fit, and that's what this new marocha is, right? Because evam shani teresu don't belong on the marocha gedola. And this is what he's learning from the Pesukim, that this is the place to do it. Now, if that's the pshat, then whether you have it or not, Marocha Gedoyla is out. Right? So that's what this would be totally on, how you understand what was this chadash with this din. Right? Akoponim, let's see. So the Gemara says, over according to the first lashon in the Gemara, there's a condition of Moshel ben Ha'or, lach meshel mizbeach, which applies to psulim and not to ksherim. We could have understood that the basis of this chiluk is that ksherim are lach meshel mizbeach without moshel ben ha'or. That's why they don't need it. Right? That would be the fact that their din is to be nektar. Right? So they don't need the moshel ben ha'or in order to give it that din. Right? That's how we could have understood according to the first lashon in the Gemara. There's an ikat army in the Gemara. Ikat army. Echa k'shem v'echa psulim, y'moshel ben ha'or in, v'iloy loy. Ika da amri, that this din of moshel ben ha'or is not just a way to bring psulim to the level of Ksherim to make it fit, and that's why Ksherim would need this halacha. But this is an intrinsic halacha in Marocha Revis, even by Ksherim. Marocha Revis is only used only if it was Moshel Ben Ha'or. I just keep shooting what the Gemara says. It's interesting when you start seeing the Tosfos that there are sources to think otherwise, and it could be that there's no machlokes. Even the first lashon holds that Ksherim is there's halacha of Moshe Ben Ha'or. But we'll look, learn at the Gemara Kepshuta, and I think it's get a little complicated in Dochuk. Right, let's see that. But good to mention that there is an issue about this. Let's see. So that's the first piece, right? The first piece, the Gemara understands that he's come to say a chiddush even before he talks about Shabbos, a chiddush in Chol. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is the halacha of psulim. Psulim also, the din of Marocha Revis applies to psulim. And then we just saw in the Gemara a question that the condition, there's a condition of Moshel Ben Ha'or. There's machlekes two lashonis in the Gemara, right? First in the Ikad Amri, whether that condition was said only in order for the psulim to work on, to have this dinner on the Marocha, and Marocha Revis, Moshel Ben Ha'or, that we need that they should be burnt a certain degree, a certain amount of haktorah had to be chal in them. And according to the Ikad Amri, we saw that this is not limited to psulim. This becomes really conditioned in the usage of that marocha in the first place. Anything, in order to be eligible for that marocha, you need a mashal on our side, psulim is like shame. That's according to that lashon, psulim is not any worse than shame. Psulim works exactly like shame. Everything has this condition of mashal on our, in order to use the marocha.
The Ashkenazi tesis that we're explaining on Memhei, that say that they weren't burnt, it's only like the first lashon. Rashi said that it wasn't Rashi.
Right. That Rashi over there. Right. Rashi has two examples. Right. Rashi says Shloi Nitin Vahmarocho. Right.
Who is this Rashi?
Shloi Nis Aklu. Right. Memhei Omen Aleph. That price is really talking right Marocha, that could be Marocha Gedoyla, right? That price is being the Marochlekes, right? Over there. So that's not a Raya, but you're right, that Rashi over there is a good, right? That Rashi. Yeah.
From last week's year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Had to be Nazaka a little bit.
What do you see from there?
Nazaka when it's not to the Gabri. It has to be Nazaka a little bit.
Tosfos Yishai lo legabe chatzos is equal. That Tosfos Yishonim. Tosfos is saying that's the madrega of Shriri. Tosfos is asking chatzos is equal, so there's no din anymore to be makter it further. Right? So why are we putting it back on? So Yisrael tells us that you need a level of shrivi for that. Now, yeah, we don't know exactly, you know, what these things are, but according to this it comes out, the Moshel Ben Ha'or will be less than shrivi. Right? Unless we have a mashmos otherwise. Right? Tais over there is asking a question that it's fin, chatzais is oisei equal. By the time chatzais comes, right, the haktar is finished. So that taste says that you need a madrega of shriri, equal to equal, in order to have that din. Now, when you have that din, that's not us, right? So that means that we're talking about before that. On the other hand, the Gemara over here is saying that there's a condition of Moshel Ben Ha'or. So Moshel Ben Ha'or is going to be some kind of madrega before that. Right? You'll need Moshel Ben Ha'or, but it won't yet be the Madrega of Shriri, right, which is a greater level. That's what we'll comment according to that Teres of Teresus. If you want to fit it with the condition of Moshe Ben Hor. Okay, so that's the first piece of the Gemara over here. Now the Gemara goes further. Afilu b'Shabbos. Afilu b'Shabbos. As mentioned before, this is a second level, second step that Bakapor is saying over Afilu b'Shabbos. The Marocha Reviz for the Evam Shen Taisur is even done on Shabbos. Throughout the Gemara, Kasha, similar question, Tanina, Vahayim Chomish. Throughout the Gemara, Kasha, that's already apparent in the Mishnah. He's not telling me anything. Now, where does the Gemara take from the Mishnah to see such a thing? Zok the Gemara, Vahayim Chomish. Today on Yom Kippur, there were five. That means that the regular four, including the Marocha Revis for the Evam Shen Taisur was even done on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara is saying that, well, whatever reason you might have thought that you don't do it on Shabbos because of the Isser Malocha that you have on Shabbos, that might have been the reason why it's not done on Shabbos. Well, you see, for the Mishnah, you do it on Yom Kippur. There's also an Isser Malocha. Right? So the same way you do it on Yom Kippur, right? We hear that it was done on Shabbos also. Right? So the Gemara is bringing Garaya not from a direct proof that it was done on Shabbos in the Mishnah. The Gemara is bringing right from Vayoyim, Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur has the same reason why one might have thought that maybe Shabbos not. That's what the Gemara means. Rashi says as follows, Tanina Hayom Chomish, Vehare Yom HaKippurim Kishabbos. Right? Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, it's an Isser Melocha. Havoro, right? Ukotoni Devori Tomit Shel Erev Yom HaKippurim Ois Lohem Marocha B'Yom HaKippurim. Right? That's what we're doing. Right? On Yom Kippur, you're making this Marocha for the Evorim of Erev Yom Kippur. Now, I mean, you see already from Rashi, and this is really, as we'll see in the next piece of Gemara, that the issue really over here is that we know, of course, that on days that there's Nisim Malacha, Kabbonis were brought. Right? But the issue over here is that today's Kabbonis are brought. But what we're talking about over here is really Evam Shen Taisur is a yesterday's Korban. Right? And that's the issue over here, that the Nisim Malacha of Shabbos or Yom Kippur would not allow me to make a Haktorah on yesterday's Kabbonis. That's what Rashi means to say. For that, this is the Gemara's question, right? That the Chiddush of Shabbos is already apparent in the Mishnah when the Mishnah says that on Yom Kippur we make the Marocha Revis. No, we need Bakapar to tell us that, and it's not sufficient to rely on what the Mishnah says, because just inside the Mishnah, I would not. End up with the Chiddush Afil B'Shabbos. Now, why is that so? Zokt the Gemara that mitzad the Mishnah that I wouldn't know how far to take the Chiddush that the Mishnah is saying that it was done on Yom Kippur, and I would have thought to limit it to a specific case. Heicha lechal Yom Kippurim liyes acha haShabbos. Dafko. When Yom Kippur comes out Achar Shabbos on a Sunday, the Chel V'Shabbos craving B'Yom HaKippurim. Because the halacha is that Chel V'Shabbos are craving B'Yom HaKippurim. Which, what the Gemara over here means like this, is that the Gemara, other places, talks about this issue over here of Korbanos from Erev Shabbos being nectar on Shabbos, and there's a difference that the Gemara makes over the Gemara learns from Oyla Shabbos v'Shabbatai Limudim, that even though an Oyla Shchol can't be nectar on Shabbos, but an oilus Shabbos connected on Yom Kippur, oilus Shabbos connected on Yom Tov, according to other Mando Amrim, and that's based on the fact that they both are Yomim of Kedusha, and therefore you can make a haktorah of real of a carbon, even though it's not today's carbon, but since it's a carbon which is a Yom of Kedusha, that's why it could be nectar on a different day. Now, based on that chiluk, so dafka evori Shabbos could be nectar on Yom Kippur, right, from a previous day, which on a Yom Chol Betzim you wouldn't be able to. So on that, that's what the Mara over here means to say, that true, that our Mishnah says that the Maroch Revius was used on Yom Kippur, but like we see from over here, that there's two cases about being makter carbonus from yesterday for today. You have a Vore Shabbos on Yom Kippur, from a Yom Kodesh to another Yom Kodesh, right, that's what that din is, and therefore we could have learned that this, that our Mishnah mentions that Hayom Chomesh, that on Yom Kippur, the five Marachas, because we make the Maracha Revius, is dafka in a situation where the yesterday's korban has a din to be nectar today on Yom Kippur, which is if yesterday is Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah means over here, what the Gemara means over here. Therefore, Bakapora is coming to tell us something over that, right? Bokham Afil B'Shabbos, right? That even though yesterday was a Yom Chol, that's what he's coming to say. That the din of Evorim Sheni Toisru, that din applies even though yesterday was a Yom Chol. That's what the Gemara is coming to say. Nochamol. So the Gemara said that Hayom Shabbos, that Afil B'Shabbos, fact, Gemara, that you see that already from the Mishnah because you're doing it on Yom Kippur. On that, the Gemara is saying that we don't yet see that from there. Because doing it on Yom Kippur, there are situations where there's a special exclusion, that there's more of a reason to make a haktorah on Yom Kippur if it's yesterday's korban is a Shabbos dikei korban. So therefore, as far as the Mishnah, we would have thought that's what it means, that this halacha of Evam Shnei Toisru is talking in a situation where you have a din to be makter karbonis from a Shabbos to Yom Kippur. But from a weekday to a Yom Kodesh, that we don't see in the Mishnah at all. And that's what Bakapor is commenting to Moisef over here, that Rafil B'Shabbos, that this halacha of Amishin Toysur even applies if you're coming from a Yom Chol.
Even though there's no limitation in the Mishnah, we still see that it could be limited this way. The Mishnah is just open, right? It doesn't say
right. Even though it's open in the Mishnah, but being that such a difference does exist, so we wouldn't have the right to take it out of the Mishnah to say that, right? Now that's usually what the Gemara means over here, right? That the reason why we need Bakapora to speak it out is because it's talking out so clear in the Mishnah, because one might have made a chiluk since such a difference applies. Now. So what are we saying now? Right? Even though this difference does apply, but that difference that we're saying applies, it applies only as far as to be makter the karbonis the night before. But as far as the Evarim Shani Toisru, right, that's what we're saying over here, that this halacha applies even b'Shabbos. Let's see the Rashi over here. Actually, there's no Rashi on this piece of Gemara. Right, we'll see a little bit better in the next piece of Gemara what the Chiddush over here is and what the issues are over here, Be'ez Hashem. Let's just see over here, just in the reading of this Gemara, is one more piece over here. Zot Gemara as follows. Omar Rovo, man haid l'chayish l'kimchei ha'b'chol yom t'nan. Rovo says that he's not happy with what the Gemara is saying, because the Gemara is saying that from the Mishnah itself, that we would have no raya as far as Shabbos is concerned. Omar Rava comments over here that why is it that we're not concerned with something that's apparent in the Mishnah, which is a question. The Mishnah says, "Bechol yom." he's coming from the first part of the Mishnah that b'chol yoyim the dal marochis, and on that Rava says b'chol yoyim is afilu b'shabbos. Therefore, that just brings back the second question: what's Bakapar adding afilu b'shabbos? Mishnah says b'chol yoyim. So true, if you're trying to bring a raya from Yom Kippur, like the Mishnah says hayoyim chomish, maybe there's room to be ma'achin at. But Rava is bothered by that we jumped over a simple and more basic. A basic proof that it was done on Shabbos. Now that the Gemara says Kasha, which we know that the when the Gemara says Kasha, that really suggests that it's not so difficult, right? To Yufta would be something that would be a strong question. Kasha means that it's a not such a difficulty. Why that so? We'll leave for now, right? But that's the landing of the Gemara, right? Kasha, a lighter question, and therefore the Gemara seems to be okay with the way we explained Bakapora, right? This raya from the Mishnah that it says b'chol yom, taka doesn't have to mean Shabbos necessarily. The only raya might have been from Yom Kippur, and I think Gemara had explained before how Yom Kippur doesn't take us the full extent that Bakapora is coming to say. Now the Gemara says as follows, right? And we have to connect these two pieces of Gemara. So the Gemara, Upliga Rav Huna. Zok the Gemara, this memra that Bakapora and Rava said, this is contrary to what Rav Huna says. Rav Huna says, "Tchilasei doicha." We'll teach the Gemara now. First Pshat in Rashi, which is the Pshat that Rashi holds as the Iker. We'll see in Rashi in a moment. "Tchilasei doicha" means that the tchilas hakorban shchita zrika are doiche Shabbos, soife ene doiche. Soifa korban is not doiche Shabbos, and therefore, the haktoro of yesterday's korban is taka not done on Shabbos. Right? So this that Bakapora is saying, afilu b'Shabbos, that the maroch revius is used to mark the korban yesterday's korbanos, Avuna holds it's not true. So Rashi, who pleaded Rav Huna, at the back of Poro, va'ad the Rovo, the Omer b'choyim d'masnis and dafkahu. Definitely, Rovo says that, and you know, after back of Poro says what he says, that's the understanding of the Mishnah also b'choyim v'afilu b'shabbos. He argues on that. Rav Huna sover b'choyim l'var b'shabbos. Right? He holds that the understanding of the Mishnah, Shitas Reb Meir, is b'choyim is l'var b'shabbos. Shabbos, we don't have this halach. So it's machlekes. In Shitas Reb Meir, right, the Maroch Revis, does this apply on Shabbos also? Rav Huna holds not like that, right? So the Machlekes over here, whether Reb Meir's din applies on Shabbos or not. Now let's see. Rashi says, in explaining Rav Huna's din, Tchilosa Idoichem, Tomet Shal Shabbos, Nishchet b'Shabbos v'korov b'Shabbos. Zokt Rashi. What does Tchilosoi Doiche mean? Tchilosoi is the korban of Shabbos, the korban tomet of Shabbos. It's brought on Shabbos. Nishchet b'Shabbos v'korov b'Shabbos. Even the Saktorah is done on Shabbos. Soifei eni Doiche. What does Soifei mean? This one is a little tricky, and in the translation of Tchilosa and Soife and different points of the Gemara might mean different things. Soife eni doiche. Soife means that if the Soif HaKorban is being done on Shabbos, Tomet Shel Erev Shabbos, actually the Korban itself is the Korban Tomet of a Friday. Ein Evorv Nektar Mishetechshach Elo Malam Iboyoyim. Now, we have to point out over here that mean that there are really, and this really we started seeing in the Gemara before, that there's really two situations that we're dealing with over here. You have a korban on Erev Shabbos, like I said, the Talmud of Erev Shabbos, right? So even the Talmud Ben Abayim, it had been brought on Friday. It's Haktorah. The Haktorah of Emunah, when do they have to be done? Now that you have, when you still, initially, right, still that night, we'll call it, right, the night, Leil Shabbos, right, that's Zman Haktorah, that's one issue. Now, Ivam Shein Toysu really is talking about the next morning, right? So there are really two points of time which is concerning this halacha. You have a korban which is not a Shabbos dika korban, right? That we know. See that the korban tamid of Shabbos itself, right? The pasuk says al olas hatamid, that the Gemara learns over there that the korban tamid of Shabbos is brought on Shabbos. Even the haktorah can be done on Shabbos. However, the Friday korban, that's the issue over here. The Friday korban, when could its haktorah be done? And there we have two things to discuss. The initial haktorah, which is a Friday night possibility, and then the Evarim Nitoisru of that korban, which is going to be a Shabbos morning issue. So Rav Huna is saying over here that even Friday night it can't be nektar. Soif any deicha tamashal erev Shabbos akrashi ein evarv nektar mishetechshach. Yeah, the evarim can't even be brought even Friday night. They have to be burnt before elam mal mibodim. You have to put onto the mizbeach mibodim. This is a Shabbos dika issue. We have no heter for the Issur Shabbos on a Friday korban. That's what Rav Huna is saying. Now what our Gemara is saying, that Bakaporo pliga ad Rav Huna, that means that Bakaporo and Rava, who learn in the Mishnah that the Maroch Ravias is used even on Shabbos, this is Evam Shintayis, this is for yesterday's korban. Right, so they hold that yesterday's korban could be brought. It doesn't have to be a Shabbos Dika Korban. Now, at this point of the Gemara, we're not making any difference between these two things that we discussed, whether it's Friday night or Shabbos day. Right? These both have the same halacha, because the issue is the same amongst them. It's a Korban, it's a Friday Korban. Right? Could the Haktorah in any form, whether by night, by day, be done on Shabbos? And that's a machlekes over here between Bakapar Rova and Rav Huna. Now, the Gemara is going to go into Rav Huna to discuss Rav Huna. Guf. Om Rav Huna. Tomet chilos ideiche, sefe en ideiche. This was the memory of Huna that we had before. That was Pligar Rav Huna. And we're going to have to follow through and see if that statement of Pligar stands according to all the tzadim that the Gemara is going to talk right now. So Rav Huna says again, Tomid Tchilo Seideiche, right, which Rashi explained to us, Tchilo Seideiche means the korban of Shabbos, the Shabbos Dika korban is Deiche. Soif Eni Deiche means the korban of Erev Shabbos to be matir on Shabbos. Now, I'm talking Shabbos already because the Gemara before mentioned Shabbos. But the truth is, the Gemara right now is going back to understand the initial memra of Rav Huna. And the truth is, he doesn't tell us what he's talking about when he says it's Deiche. Tchilah say Deiche, Sefer Eni Deiche. What does this Deiche refer to? Right, so let's just remember that the Gemara previously was going with an understanding that he's talking about being Deiche Shabbos. Now, we're going to restart things over here, and the Gemara is going to deal with what does he mean. So the Gemara, my any doichen. He's making a distinction between a tchila and a soif. Soif is any doichen. My any doichen. What does it mean that the soif hakolbron, the haktora is not doichen? What does it need to be doichen? Rav Chisda Omar doichen is a Shabbos, ve any doichen is a tumim. Rav Chisda says that actually it is doichen Shabbos. This that Rav Huna is saying that it's not doichen is only concerning tumim, which means we've had in the past that there's a din. Generally, a situation of tumah, tumah in the korban, makrivin, is a reason to pass the korban that it can't be brought. However, bitzibur, there's a din of tumah hotra bitzibur, tumah duchoy bitzibur. Right? There's a heter in hakrovas korbanus when it's tumah tzibur. So on that, Rav Chisda said that Rav Huna was referring to the din dechias tumah. And that's where he made this distinction. Soifoi, eini doiche, means that the haktoras akorban is not doiche. Now, according to this, what soif akorban means, now that we're talking about tumah, right, so we have to just adjust things a little bit, because in relevant to tumah, what we really mean over here is there's not really no difference between yesterday's korban, today's korban. That's a Shabbos issue, right? So when we're talking about tumah, that soif eini doicha, really what we're saying is that the haktoras hakorban is not doicha tumah. The din of tumah hotra b'tzibba only allows me to make the initial hakrov of the korban, right, till the dam, which is the ikar hakorban. But the next step of haktorah, that the din of tumah of the het the tumah b'tzibba does not allow me to do it, and therefore the tumah will prevent me from being makter. Yeah, right. That's you have to follow and adjust according to the context. Right. So let's hear that again. This that we discussed before, an issue of yesterday's carbon, clay's carbon. That we'll see. That's all a Shabbos dika issue. When we're dealing with an Isser Shabbos, and we know that the Torah tells us that you could bring carbonus on Shabbos, so the issue of Shabbos is a yesterday's carbon, right, to be brought on Shabbos. That's the issue will be as far as whether there's a din d'chia to allow me to make a haktorah on yesterday's korban. When we're talking about tumah now, there's no difference between today and yesterday. It's just an issue over here, is the which avoidas were given in order to that have the ability to be d'chia the din tumah. Let's hear again. So according to Rav Chisda says that Rav Huna never discussed Shabbos definitely that there's no difference tchila and soif. Even yesterday's korban is doiche Shabbos. You could be machdish, yeah? And the difference that he's making is concerning tumah. So now right away we have to mention over here that, I mean, didn't the last piece of Gemara just say that pligad Rav Huna, right? The answer to that is that in the Chanami, that this that Gemara said, Pligad Rav Huna, really is, we'll see, is not according to Rav Chisda. It's according to Rabba, right? If you look over here, we'll find this in the Taisis Yishonim over here. Upligad Rav Huna. You see that Taisis Yishonim? By us over here, it's in the second column. Second column, second line. You see that, Rav Nachum?
Yeah.
Rav Huna, Aliba the Rava, the Mefarish Deiches Atuma, below is the Shabbos. Only according to Rava, which is the second man to Omar, we didn't see yet. That's what the Gemara meant when the Gemara said, "Pliga Rav Huna, below is the Shabbos." On that comment, the Pliga Rav Chisda that we're talking right now, the Mefarish Deiches the Shabbos, below Pliga. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, right, if you ran into this problem, right, then you're staring right, right, right. Even though maybe this is Taisus later on, which. So it's not like that, but this is kipshuta how we should be learning. Okay. Okay. So according to Rav Chisda's understanding of what Rav Huna came to say, he's making this distinction between tchilas hakorban and seif hakorban benigeya to the din of tumah, and he's saying the din of tumah hotra b'tzibur was only said in order to be makdir the ikar chilak hakorban, which makes the kapora till the dam, but after that you can't do. That's what Rav Huna was saying. Now, being that Baruch Hashem, you know, we have a lot of bikkiyus behind us, and we learned Maseches Pesachim, so Mustoma the Olam is a little bothered, or even if they're not definitely bothered, but there's probably some ideas which are going through our minds about this, right? We remember such a Mishnah, right? We learned the Mishnah Pesach, Chamish Dvorim Bo'am Metumo, Ve'Nechol Metumo. I remember such a Mishnah that says that there are five things, Korban HaSibur, that are Korav Betumma, that Boim Betumma, they're not Necholim Betumma. So Tosafot asks the question over here. I mean, if the distinction that the Mishnah makes over there is between Boim Betumma and not Necholim Betumma, would seem to be that Til Achila, they are. So this Mishnah clearly seems to be saying, you are not there at Betumma. Right, so how could we possibly learn? So what's Rav Chisda saying over here? What is Chizda saying over here? And Tosis produces some other sources which also indicate that there's a Haktorah Betumah. And basically what Tosis says is as follows, right? He's manchil is raya. And basically what he says is like this, is that we know that certain karbonis, basically like menochis, right? Karbonis which don't have dam in them, like a korban mincha. Korban mincha, you make a haktorah. But the relevance of the haktorah on the korban mincha, the koimit, let's say, which goes on the mizbeach, has a different importance than the haktorah of a korban which is domin. Because a korban, right, which is a Baal Chai, which has dam, so the Iker Kapora comes with the Zrika's dam itself, the Nesina's dam, and the Haktorah is a korban, something which is not Ma'akev at all. However, in a korban mincha, which has no Zrika's dam, so really the Haktorah is Bimkoim, the dam, and the Iker Kapora is accomplished with that. So therefore, Taisa says that the places that he asks from that you see that Haktorah is Lechetomo, Taisa says that those places really could be talking about things which don't have dam. So these places in Nachname, the Haktorah is Deicha, because this Haktorah has the Chashivas of the Iker Kapor coming with this. Right? That's what it means. And he explains that Mishnah over there also uses this Lashon, because even though the Mishnah is including things which we have Domin, but the Mishnah doesn't want to make, wants to use a Lashon which is Shayach by everything. Right? That's how he's Madchen. But this is the point that he's making over here, that even according to Rav Chisda's understanding of Rav Huna, that Haktorah is not Deiche Tumo, but that's only Haktorah when Haktorah is being done as a Eina Makeves Kapora, as something which the Kapora was already accomplished by the Dam, the step before. Now you want to be Makir, that being that the Ike Kapora is not accomplished with that, that's where he says that it's not Deiche Tumo, but definitely a korban which doesn't have any domim, and therefore the haktorah is where the kapora is accomplished. That about his moedah that it's deich, and therefore, you know, any ma'ariv mekaymis which would seem to suggest that haktorah is deich is only based on the fact that it's referring to the korbanos that don't have dam. So these korbanos, the haktorah is what accomplishes the kapora, and that he agrees to. Okay, so that. We'll take care of those thoughts that might have come into your mind. Right? Good question. Taka asked it. Very good. Now let's see. Let's proceed a little bit back. Okay, so we just learned right now that Rav Chisda's understanding of what Rav Huna said, that Rav Huna is saying that there's a weakness, let's call it, in Haktorah. The Haktorah doesn't have, can't be Doiche, is referring to Tuma, the din of Tuma Hoch Betzibur, doesn't apply to a Haktorah, and like we just explained, the type of Haktorah which is not Ma'akev Kaporah, that's what we mean over here. That's what Rav Huna meant to say. He didn't make any difference as far as the Chiyah Shabbos is concerned, and therefore, according to that, we just saw in Tosfos Rishonim, that according to Rav Chisda's Havana in Rav Huna, as far as we're concerned, agrees to everything that we said before. Zotigmor further, Rava, or the Rabba, Omar, This is his understanding in Rav Huna. Doiches atomo ve'ene doiches Shabbos. He says, on the contrary, that as far as Tumah is concerned, there's no difference. Tchilas HaKorban, Seif HaKorban, that Afil HaKtorah is Doiche, and therefore those Marmakoyim that we just discussed, we can learn Kipshutai. This Rav Chiz is Mechalik, I'm sorry, this Rav Huna is Mechalik, is concerning the Chiyah Shabbos. And this is how we originally learned what it meant, that a Korban, an Erev Shabbos, Dik a Korban, it's not Doiche Shabbos, it's HaKtorah, must be done koydim shetechshach, right? Has to be done before, because once it becomes Shabbos, then you can't be makter it seinish banacht the next day also can't be done. And based on this, is that's what we mentioned before, a pliga on Bakapora. Let's see the Rashi over here. The Haktorah, this is Rav Chizkiya's Havana. The Haktorah is not Doichem, Ela Zvikas Dami Bilvad. Only Zvikas Dam, like we mentioned over there, because the Heter was of the Tumah is only said in order to accomplish the Kabbalah of the Korban, that's done with the Dam. We'll put the Lishna Achmina on the side for a moment. Maybe more than a moment. Let's see the Gemara. Omar le'abaye. Yeah, Omar.
The new print, by the way, has a whole different way the Rosh. The
Ramaskals?
Yeah.
Really, what do they do here?
They put the
Yassin and Zevin. Oh, mean they make that for that? Okay.
And it's I think like the second Rashi is going further in the Gemara, right?
Oh yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Now, Fet Mora Kasha as follows, right? Abai is not going to ask the Kasha as follows. There's an assumption over here between, and this assumption is agreed on between Rav Chisda and Rav Araba, that Rav Huna, the difference that Rav Huna made over here between Seif and Tchila only applied to one aspect, either Shabbos or Tumah. The Machlekes is which one. But they both agree that it does not apply to both. On that, Abai asked the question, meaning to say that if you would have told me that the difference applies to both, then I'm fine. But now that you're telling me that this difference only applies to one of the two, then I have a problem. Right? That's why Abai is directing his question to Rav, and not to Rav Huna himself. Omle Abai. Right? You see, he's clearly directing his questions to those who explain Rav Huna, not Rav Huna himself. According to you, that you say that the difference is in Shabbos and not in Tumah. Shabbos nami b'moyadav afilu b'Shabbos. We'll read the whole thing now. Rav Chizda Kasha. And I have my question, a similar question of Chizda. Ma'ish no Shabbos. D'chsev mo'ed afilu b'Shabbos. That of Chizda holds that the Sefer Korban is d'ichir Shabbos, the b'mayadoi, which kipshutai, the Gemara seems to be saying that's the source to d'chir Shabbos. That's why even Sefer Korban is d'ichir, but that's tumanami, b'mayadoi afilu b'tumum. Hastis, that what the Gemara is asking over here, at first glance seems to be, that the source for the dechia of both of these dinim, Sai Shabbos and Sai Tumah, come from the word b'moyadai, which means that it's brought at its set time, regardless of any things which hold it back, Sai Tumah and Sai Shabbos. And therefore, the Gemara seems to be asking that there's one source over here, so. If the dechia in this source applies to Haktorah, So it should apply to Shabbos and Tumah. Right? If it doesn't, then neither of them should be. How did it come to make this distinction? That's what the Gemara Kipshutei is mashma. Let's hear that again. Right? The Gemara would seem to say over here, the Gemara seems to be assuming that the source of the Chiyah Shabbos and Tumah both come from the same place, from the word B'moyadoi. And therefore, Abai asks a question, a strong question, that if you come from the same, source, how did it come to be that the Chiyah plays itself out differently between Shabbos and Tumah? But the truth is, as we know, that this is not so simple over here, that this is the source. This is the source, the initial source of these halachas. So, without going into the arichas, right, what we're going to have to learn in the Gemara over here is that Gemara doesn't necessarily mean that based on the fact that they're the same source, because it's not so simple that this is really the source of both of these halachas. And what the Gemara means to say is that being that whatever source it is, but there's nothing explicit to make the difference, so that's what he's asking. That, you know, we have whatever the sources we have, but if concerning Tumah, we understand that the Tchi applies to Haktorah, so by Shabbos it should be the same thing. Why is there a difference? Okay, that's what we have to do with the Gemara. I can't go into the Rishas right now, but you see the Rishonim talk about, deal with this question over here, whether this is really the source or not. But for our purposes, right, maybe we'll read the Gemara like that, and the Gemara wants to know, where does this difference come from? So Rava answers the question as follows. He says it's not true. Now explain it to you. Neither of us is this a problem. Right? My shita. I told you that the difference between Tumah and Shabbos, that Soifai is Deiche Tumah and not Deiche Shabbos. I'll explain to you. That I hold definitely that the Soifai carbon is Tchila, that we view the entire carbon and we give it the same din. However, let me show you how that works. Tumah, the tchilas ba'mitchit tumah, who concerning tumah at the tchilas akorban shchita zrika is deichet tumah is seifin amidochi. Right, it's a little tricky. The reading of this gemara over here. Right, seifin amidochi. The seif akorban is also deichet. Right, so he's saying that I hold, right? You know, so you ask like a monoshoch, right? Is there a difference? There should always be a difference between tchila and seif, right? If not. So he's saying that I hold that, but you said there's really no difference, right? Between tchila's carbon and seif carbon, and therefore tumah is understandable, right? Why I hold that the tchila's tumah was said even for haktara seif carbon. Shabbos. But let me explain to you what the parent chiluk in Shabbos is. Shabbos, the tchilosei lav bav ba'mitche Shabbos, who Shabbos, since the tchila was not deiche Shabbos, seifin amelei dochim. And this line over here is very confusing, right? Because this line over here, right, seems to be contrary to what we're saying. I mean, Rav Hun is saying that tchila is deiche Shabbos. Right, so what does he mean over here? Shabbos, the tchilosei lav ba'mitche Shabbos, who. So the way Rashi explains that these words in the Gemara are not referring to the same thing that the tchila of Rav Hun is talking about. The tchila over here refers to the tchila of the korban that we're dealing with its haktara, which means that when we're talking about in the Ikra Memra of Rav Huna concerning Shabbos, tchila is deicha and seifa is not deicha, we're really talking about two different korbanos, right? We're talking about being deicha Shabbos, and tchila, when we're saying is deicha Shabbos, right? That really refers to the korban tamid of today, right? Of today, of Shabbos. Of Shabbos. Seifa and deicha, that really means that yesterday's korban, right, which initially was brought yesterday, and you have its emurim and evorim to make a haktora. So that's the issue. Could it's haktora? That's what I mean. That's the soif. Now he says that soif is any doichem zokrova. That if you think about it, he's really not making a distinction, a difference in one korban itself, because this korban that he's saying that you can't make its haktora on Shabbos. Well, it's tchilas hakorban. You also couldn't have brought on Shabbos, right? So he's saying that the halacha really of one korban really follows suit. That there's no difference in one korban itself, right? When any korban either has a din d'chia, the complete korban, d'chia Shabbos, or doesn't have any din d'chia, right? Just like by tumah. Has the whole korban has the din d'chiyah? Shabbos also has a full din d'chiyah. The difference that we find in Rav Chiyah, he's really making a difference between two korbanos. That's what he's coming to say. He's coming to say that only a Shabbos dikah korban could be d'chiyah, but a korban which is not a Shabbos dikah korban, it can't be d'chiyah. And the reason is because just like the tchila of that korban wasn't d'chiyah Shabbos, right? The shchita and the zrika of that korban doesn't have it in the chiyah Shabbos, so therefore the seif also is not deicha Shabbos.
And which korban were we talking about that was not deicha Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos.
Which korban were we talking about?
The korban tamid. The korban tamid, which was born on Friday, and its shchita and zrika definitely are done. Could only be done on Erev Shabbos, right?
But
and therefore its haktara, right? Which that haktorah theoretically could have been done later, like, you know, there's no time limitation for the haktorah, but since the tchilas korban couldn't have been deicha Shabbos, and that's maybe Rashi sounds like maybe it's a technical zach, but whatever it is that it has no din deicha Shabbos, so the sefer korban is also not deicha Shabbos. So Rav is coming to show us how he really is following a pattern. He's takasayin tchilasa kesayfei. Only because Rav Huna is talking about two different korbanos, that's why it seems to be making a difference between tchil and seif.
But on Shabbos we also have a korban tamid, right?
Right.
But on Shabbos that
korban is totally doichi Shabbos.
So we see on Friday that korban tamid is not doichi.
Has no tchil Shabbos.
On Shabbos same korban is doichi.
The korban tamid. Right? That we understand. That the korban which is supposed to be born on Shabbos, the Torah tells us it's deicha Shabbos. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a korban which is not necessarily supposed to be born on Shabbos. Right? That's the question whether that has it in the chiyah Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Let's just quickly finish the Gemara over here. The explanation of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda lekashem. Rav Chisda was mechalik. Seif chitchilasei leslei. Rav Chisda holds the basic premise. Hitaka argues, and he says that one korban does not have to follow one rule. Soifet chilosay lesley, that we could be mechalk, as we'll see in a minute, in one korban, the level of avoda. However, Shabbos dohucha hibitzibur soifinami dochim. What the way to understand Rav Chisda's havana in Rav Huna is because there's a basic difference between Shabbos and Tumah as far as the type of heter that it has. Shabbos, hutrihi b'tzibur, therefore, seifinami dochi. Shabbos, the issue of Shabbos concerning karbonos, that's hutrihi b'tzibur. The understanding of hutrihi b'tzibur means that the issue wasn't said. If the issue wasn't said concerning karbonos, so definitely anything which is korban or oriented could be brought, regardless of the importance of that avoda. So even though it's haktorah, which nam akav kapora, but Shabbos doesn't exist concerning korbanos, so therefore it can be done. However, tumo the duchoy hibetzibur, being that the din tumo is only a dchia, which we had machlekes, remember back in the first perek, Rav Chisda holds tumo is duchoy hibetzibur. Therefore, there's a distinction between the level of the chashivas of the avoda. Tchilah say the ikka kapara dochi. So if you have ikka kapara, loy dochi. The tchilah, which is shchita and zrika, ikka kapara, that's what accomplishes the kapara sakorban. That's doicha. So if I, the haktara, which is nama akiv, lab ikka kapara, loy dochi. So that's how the Gemara explained. Now let's hear again. So the Gemara is saying that there's a basic difference between Shabbos and Tomo. That Shabbos is Hosho, and the Chuyah is and Tomo is the Chuyah. Now, right, this really also has to do with the sugi that we learned before, and we really should ask the question over here and have to know what the right answer to that is that the Gemara is explaining the difference in Rav Chisda based on a difference in the Heter, Hosho and the Chuyah, right? But we really have to ask ourselves that, you know, where does that difference come from? Right? After you get to the Adem, you understand such a difference. Hutra, there's no Mokum L'chalik. If Issa Shabbos wasn't said concerning Karbonis, right, then shame. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's Thursday afternoon now. Right? So then there shouldn't be any difference. But in a Dechuya that we understand that if it's only Dichlak, Rashi says, that the koishi hitiru, so therefore, this that we have the heta is only for what's necessary. Ikr chelak hakorban, which accomplishes the kapora, the chelak hakorban which is not ma'ake, wouldn't have the heta. Right, so once we got to that point, we understand. Right, but we have to know the step number one. Right, where does this difference come from? Right, and this is really something that we have to find out from other sources where the aleph base come from. But this is what Rav is explaining, that how is it possible that Rav Chisda holds there is such a difference that's based on this difference over here. So that's what he means to say. So there is a basic malchus between Rav and Rav Chisda, that whether there could be a chilik in one korban, right? That's what he seems to say, served closer, yes or not. That was really the tutzdodim that Abai was asking, and he's saying that we're taking sides as far as that's concerned. But the way to explain our shita, right, that's what he says. Right? I hold that seif is that's what Rav is saying, that the seif korban follows the din of the tchilas korban, and he shows them how that's really happening, right? Because the chilik in Rav Chisda is two different korbanos, but in one korban the taka following the same din. And Rav Chisda in Tumah, which is Mechalik, in one korban, that's because that's what he's makim. He says that the one korban doesn't have to have the same din because there's a difference in the chashivas of the avodas korban. Like his mazbe over here, tchila zeka kapora, that's not zeka kapora. If that's true, why doesn't that distinction play itself out b'negiat the Shabbos? The answer to that is Shabbos is hotshul. Right,
why can't the korban that's Tumah, if Shabbos is Hutra, he should be able to bring it then.
What are you asking?
He was saying Tumah is normally not would not be Doich HaSoifi, right? Rav Chisda, yeah?
Rav Chisda holds right. Because
at the same time, Shabbos is Doich.
So he's saying the difference between whether Shabbos is Hutra,
yeah,
right? And Tumah is not Hutra.
Right.
Okay.
So, but I have a carbon that I want to bring on Shabbos that happens to be Tumah. So why shouldn't Shabbos?
You're talking about a new scenario. That let's say you have both come together.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we're talking about Erev Shabbos, right? We're talking about Sofai, who happens to be Tomo. He wouldn't allow it, right? He wouldn't allow it because you couldn't bring it in the beginning. You couldn't bring it on Shabbos. But Lamasa Shabbos, I say, is Hutra. So everything goes. So if everything goes,
no. Aval the Hutra of Shabbos only refers to the Issur Shabbos. It's not like, you know, a freebie on any kind of problem.
Issur Shabbos, legaba haktura.
Right. But,
okay,
but
so we're
how's
about
that going to help me?
That's Tumah now, right? So why?
But how's that going to help Tumah? How's that going to help Tumah? Tumah is a problem itself. Even during the weekdays, Tumah is a problem. So the fact that you have a Hetra concerning the Shabbos dikka problem. That's not going to help me bypass the tumor problem.
Uh-huh.
All right? Okay.
All right.